Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We've all been in this situation before where we're struggling with some kind of scruples-like dilemma where, you know, you can ask half of your friends what you should do in this situation, and they'll give you one answer and half give you the other, because there's no, like, really clear line of right or wrong. And we go through these a lot, We know you guys struggle with them also, so we're asking you to give us a call. Tell us what this dilemma is that you're struggling with. We'll give you our opinions, and we'll take calls from listeners also. Maybe you walk away and have a little better understanding of what you should do.
Right.
Good morning, Larry. You're on All the Hits Q100.
What's up, guys?
Hey, tell us, man. How are you, dude?
Sound a little beat up, dude, Larry.
You all right, man?
I'm a little beat up.
What's going on?
I'm losing sleep over this one, so.
All right.
I really need your help.
All right.
A couple weeks back, my ex informs me that our son is doing a, you know, a little school show there. So I'm a good dad, you know. I don't miss stuff like that. So I put it down on my schedule that I was going to, you know, be there for him. I wanted to see him do his little show. So I was getting closer to the day there, and head honcho over where I work decides that he's going to entertain some clients the night of the show, of course.
Right.
So I'm still trying to be the good dad, and the last thing I want to do is hear it from my, you know, ex, because she's such a sweetheart. So I'm thinking, hey, all right, I got to be there. So I got to find a way out of this thing. I can't, you know, I can't miss this show. So I charged right into my boss's office. I waited till the day of the show. I knew about it a couple days before. I knew that I had this conflict, you know, but I figured I couldn't bring it up. I couldn't think of a way to, you know, approach the situation. So I marched right into my boss's office, and I told him I just got a call, and I had to go see if my son was okay. It was the first thing that came out of my mouth. And he said, well, what's wrong? And I got sweated and nervous, and I think it was because I knew what I was about to do. And I told him I just got a call. My boy was in the emergency room. Ever since then, I mean, I wanted to go see the show, you know, and I did. I went to see the show. It was really cute. I didn't miss anything. I didn't have to deal with any clients that night.
Right.
But ever since then, I swear I'm waiting.
Waiting for your kid to get run over or something?
I'm waiting for a phone call where my poor baby's in the emergency room.
Right. So what you're struggling with is not only the lie, but the lie that you told has your kid in the emergency room, and you're not sure if you did the right thing by using that as the excuse.
Right.
404-741-1005. Where do you guys stand?
I think that, I got to say, I think you did the right thing, because now, lying, oh, you know, isn't always the right thing, but I think he did the right thing because he put his family first. And in one way or another, he made his family and his son a priority rather than work.
Okay, but, okay, now, and you're saying using the emergency room excuse is okay, but what if it was a bigger lie than that? What if it was an emergency room? What if he said he thinks that his son has come down with cancer and they have a doctor's appointment to go to?
Well, that's not the scenario we're talking about.
But I'm one. Well, we're talking about,
what if he says his son is dead?
His entire
family has been wiped out.
His son has been exorcised by the demon aliens.
What I'm trying to get at is, like, the size of the illness thing here, does that make any difference in the decision of it being a good lie or a bad lie?
Well, I think more importantly, Larry, would you be losing sleep and upset if you had made the opposite decision? Like, if you had missed your son's play, and would you be losing sleep over it and stressed out about it? Because if you wouldn't be, then, I mean, my concern is the fact that you might be a little more, the family should always come first. I mean,
I'd like to think so.
You missing that son's play would have had a lot more damage on him than you missing a client meeting with your boss. Your boss isn't going to think twice about
it. See, you're not so much struggling with the lie. What you're struggling with is is the subject of the lie, right?
Exactly. See, I'm thinking, like, it's the whole karma thing. Since I put it out there in the world, I'm bound to get this phone call now.
I
hear you.
Now, does your, like, would your boss have let you go if you said, hey, my son's play is tonight? Like,
that's the weird thing. In my head, when I walked in there, there was no way. If I said, well, my baby's got to play, he'd have been like, well, you know, tough. That you got to. You got work to do.
You think that's what he would have said?
Yeah, I mean, I had it worked out that, you know, as soon as I went in there, that if I brought it to the table like that, that he wasn't going to be helping me out.
Then I probably do the same thing. I don't think that I would feel so bad about it if I were you. I got to be honest.
Really?
Hey, Christina, good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I wanted to ask him, when he got back to work the next day, what did he tell his boss was wrong with his son? Why he was in the emergency room.
Larry?
Larry?
Is he there?
I was afraid someone was
going to
ask this.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
here we go.
No.
What did you say?
Is he gone?
No, he's there.
He said he's afraid somebody's going
to
ask.
He's afraid to answer.
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah, what'd you say, Larry?
He got hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
That's a crappy lie.
He said he was sick or something, but like a traffic accident.
Larry, I think you're...
That's a crappy lie. Your boss isn't buying that anyway.
You don't understand.
I had pictures and everything from when he had just hurt his arm.
Larry!
I think you stretched that a little too far.
You see, this is my initial point right here.
Oh, you're going to have to get yourself hit by a car and take the karma off.
All right, Larry. Good morning. Tina, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I just want to tell Larry that, yes, maybe it was a little stretch, the story that he told, but in the real world, that's what you have to do. I'm a single mother of two, and the thing that bothers me the most is that their father can never come to anything they do because 99% of the time, his boss won't let him off work.
Yeah, I don't think Larry's saying here that he feels bad about lying. I think that he feels bad that the lie was that his kid got hit by a car and is in the emergency room.
And he came up with pictures.
God.
Dude, you are good.
No, I'm worried
that what Larry's going to have to do the next time his son has something he needs to go to.
Yeah, I mean, how many accidents can your kid, how many cars can your kid walk out in front of? Good morning, Robbie. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, this is Robbie. Good morning. I just wanted to say that I think the guy was perfectly right because as a single parent, I never tell the boss that my child has something at school or anything like that, because when they do a review for a promotion or your yearly raise, they keep that in mind and they penalize you for it because you're not making the job a priority, and they want somebody who's a go-getter who's going to make work a priority.
Robbie, now that the lie doesn't bother you, does the subject of the lie bother you?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't use something so fatal like the emergency room, because I believe in that karma thing too.
Right.
I'd probably be a little more creative. I could use the car problem. I'd probably use a little more creativity.
Hey, Larry, is there any chance that your boss will encounter your son in the near future and ask him how he's feeling?
No, there's no chance of that.
Okay. Well, you know, young boys, their bones heal quickly these days. Yeah. It's the milk. It's milk, I tell you.
He's my son. That's my talk.
And they forget.
Right.
That they got run over by a car.
Hey, Jeremy, you'll be the last call on this, man.
Okay.
What's up?
What's up, man? I just have to say, I completely agree with what he did. As a man in the working place, I work for the military, so it's a lot different. If my son were to get hurt, I couldn't go in and say that he's hurt. I mean, you have to. It just seems to me that they're a lot more lenient towards different, not, I guess, single working mothers versus fathers and stuff like that. Like my wife and I, it's a lot more convenient for me to get him. But for me, I would have to come up with something like that, and I don't think that it's going to come around to get you, because the time that you get to spend with your son is going to be so much more valuable than the time that you lose with a client. So I think you did the right thing.
So what you're saying is you think his karma's okay because of the reason he made the effort?
I mean, personally, I think so. I think karma has to do with doing bad deeds. You set a lie so that you can spend time with your son.
So the end justifies the means?
I mean, in my opinion, you gain so much more by spending with your son, and if you come back and you get hit, it's not him that's going to get hit, it's you. I mean, right. Not to say you're going to get hit, but you're the one that made the lie, not your son.
No,
so.
That's a great point, you know, because you didn't harm anybody here. You just told something that wouldn't.
Right. Or it's the drama teacher that's going to get hit for having the play in the first place.
Why can't my boss just get hit by a car?
You can always arrange that, man. All right, Larry, I hope you got a little bit more of a clear conscience on this thing.
I appreciate
no
it.
No worries, Larry, no worries.
All right, dude, thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.